Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, sweeps period are hard, road sweeps even harder. Congratulations.
Thanks, Schulte.
You don't know how a series of plays in game six is going to play out down the stretch, but you score two goals in the last couple of minutes of that first period last Saturday night to get that thing tied instead of just being down one. It was a big swing. How do those two plays happen?
Well, it just they're just big plays by a couple guys, a couple big plays. I thought Alex Iarula just made a heck of an individual effort on the first goal where he got a little separation and he drove the net and he had a step on the defenseman and he got to the far post and he tucked it in, and it was a big goal. And like I told you Wednesday night, I would have been very happy going into the period down 2-1. And then, of course, you know, 30, 40 seconds later, whatever it was, we just scored kind of a heavy goal where the puck squirts out to Tyler Kirk up in the slot, and he got a stick on it. And again, it was a strong, heavy goal. And, you know, to a certain degree, it took the wind out of their sails. I mean, it was a one-sided period. They were up 2-0. And then we unexpectedly scored two at the end right there. And it was obviously, you know, a great pick-me-up for the Beavers.
Tyler Kirkup just continues to score. How is he using his size and speed even more to his advantage this year than he has?
Well, I just think he's comfortable. Confidence, he's comfortable, he's experienced, all those things into one. And he's really developing and evolving into a really good player, and he's a good two-way player. And, you know, he's a clutch player because, again, he plays the game the right way, Schulte.
Who are your strongest players?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into all that because, again, I don't want to miss anybody. And sometimes when you start getting into that game, Schulte, you might upset somebody. So I don't want to even go into that. But, you know, I mean, we want all of our guys to play heavy to a certain degree, but there's certain guys that are just more capable of doing it. And but, again, hopefully everybody has that element in their game.
BSU has two new strength coaches this year. Have they brought anything new to the table or just kind of built on what the strength guys have done in the past?
No, they do a great job, and they've built on what the strength guys have done in the past, and they all have a little bit of their own identity, just like new coaches do. It's not the same, you know, when you bring a new coach in, whether it's an assistant coach or a head coach, I mean, they're going to be doing some things a little differently. So, again, they got their own identity, but, again, by the same token, they've learned from some very good people as well.
How has that position grown even in the time that this building has been built and that current locker room was built?
Well, it's just a big part of our game right now. It's part of the player development model for all teams. And if you have to have a good strength training program, you have to have great facilities in that area, and then you have to have good coaches, and we have both.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori on to Bowling Green. Tom, they're typically a big physical team. Are they again this year?
Oh, yeah. That's their identity. So we all have our identity, Schulte. And, again, they could be more undersized and they'd still have that same identity. But, no, they play tight to the vest and, you know, they're not fun to play against. And, you know, like I said, too, hey, they say the same thing about us, but they do bring that physical element.
They do have a lot of new faces on that roster, though. You're going to be better at some things with different personnel. Are they better or different in any areas with all those new guys?
Well, again, I don't know the roster very well, so for me to even talk about that is premature. I mean, we saw some tape last weekend, but other than that, we'll find out. I mean, the bottom line, I look at this, they're 2-0-2 right now, and, yeah, they have a lot of new faces, but, you know, those new faces, beat and tied Miami last weekend and did the same thing with RPI the weekend before on the road.
Got a lot of moving parts to your lineup early in the season. That's pretty typical. You're going to move Yuri Vaisanen up with Owen Sillinger and Alex Iarulo. You moved a couple of guys in and out of that left winger spot. What are you looking for, or will you know what you're looking for once you see it?
Well, I think that's probably exactly what you asked right there. We'll find out in time, but we're just trying to find a little chemistry right there. And, Yuri played well when we moved him up with Alex and in Owen last week, or last Saturday in Marquette. So, you know, we'll just let it play out.
Well, Magnuson will be your extra skater tonight. It'll be his first career game.
No, it's his second career game. He played a game, I think, in North Dakota, Schulte.
Okay. That can be a tough spot, though, for a guy. You're not getting consistent shifts. You don't have a consistent partner. Some guys, it work better in that role than others. Have you, for lack of a better term, figured out exactly how you want to use that position, and does how you use that position change depending on the opponent?
I think there's a lot of factors. A lot of it is how's our core doing? How's our D core doing? How are our top six doing? Is there injuries? Is somebody not playing up to their potential. I think there's a lot of factors that play into it. But you want to get, you know, in a perfect world, we do want to get that seventh defenseman some ice time. But again, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it.
Matthias Scholl will get the start again in goal tonight. I honestly don't remember a team that's used three different starting goalies in three different weeks, but it seems to be working for you. A lot of teams only have really a two-person battle for that particular weekend series. Are you divvying up practice time and reps for three different guys?
Honestly, I don't say anything. I think I let those guys handle that on their own. There was a couple times this week I put Matthias in the net and certain simulated drills just because I felt that I knew I was going with him on Friday, and I wanted to make sure that he saw